This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In the 21st century, warfare doesn't always happen on the battlefield. Cyber warfare is becoming an important tool for many countries. That is why we have been seeing warnings about cyber attacks against the West and the U.S. With U.S. sanctions being used against Russia, Professor Ryan Wright of the University of Virginia predicts that it's only a matter of time until the U.S. is targeted more directly. This may mean attacks on your personal device through ransomware, but also attacks on the infrastructure such as your internet access or even the power grid. We have seen such attacks in the past on SolarWinds and on the Colonial Pipeline. These were state-sponsored actors using increasingly sophisticated cyber warfare. Russia might try to disrupt financial systems and crucial infrastructure such as the power grid or oil production to put pressure on the U.S. to relent on sanctions. Dr. Amy Ziegart, who is with the Hoover Institution at Stanford, is the author of Spies, Lies, and Algorithms. In a recent conversation, she noted this paradox. She said, in cyberspace, the most powerful countries, including the United States, are simultaneously the most vulnerable countries because we're so digitally connected. And that's especially true of democracies because of our freedom of speech, which enables the possibility of deception at scale. And of course, the good neighborhoods and the bad neighborhoods in cyberspace are all connected, as we find out when our information is stolen or hacked. You know, the Russian invasion of Ukraine has been taking place more than 5,000 miles away. While the military battlefield is far away, a cyber attack could be as close as your computer and the cell phone. And I'm not sure we're ready for those attacks. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.